It's not news.
Yes, indeed, it's not news, and that means it's time for Not News. Shane Anderson joins me to look at the, well, what do we keep describing it as? The rubbish news cycle that eats up all of our attention and time. Shane, good morning.
Good morning, Nick. Yeah, the news that is bad, but is also good. I don't know. I'm really struggling with the morals of the fact that I'm really into not news now.
Yeah, I know. It's the chicken nuggets of news.
It definitely is, which actually ties into one of the stories today. But I'm going to start with probably the biggest not news story ever.
Okay.
And by biggest, I mean intergalactic. We're talking the SpaceX launch.
Yeah.
Look, billionaire, if you don't know SpaceX, it's the kind of pet project of billionaire tech entrepreneur Elon Musk. And he's basically trying to start a colony on Mars. And the first thing you need to do to start that colony is have rockets that not only launch into space, but land back down on Earth. So they don't have to be, they're not destroyed every time they're launched, they can be reused.
Massive cost saving.
So that's pretty big, right?
That is big.
If you watch the video, the three rockets land back down. It looks kind of cool, like a gymnastics performance.
It's incredible.
But what is not news about this is Spaceman.
Yeah. Tell us what happened. Tell us what happened with Starman.
Starman. I haven't got my notes with me. Look, Starman is the car that had a dummy astronaut in it that was playing David Bowie on the radio that was launched with these rockets, with a camera attached so everybody could retweet photos of this car over Earth. Now, Elon Musk is a master of PR.
He is.
Absolute master. He is known for publicity stunts that get social media going. And it all increases his profile as this kind of image of this playboy billionaire slash Bond villain. We'll decide which later. But it was just a publicity stunt.
Of course it was. And it was his car. Like, it was a Tesla car. It was an ad for his own car company.
It's a huge ad. And it was just made so you could have those pictures to retweet, which millions of people did.
Now, I've got to say, I kind of hope it kicks off a bit of a trend of more billionaires blasting luxury goods into space so that poor people can't touch them.
Well, we have a problem already with space junk.
We do.
The atmosphere is full of crap that is just going to crash into each other and land back to Earth. It's already an issue, and we don't have, like, commercial space travel just yet. And this is already a huge problem.
We are a step closer. So let's unpack this. Falcon Heavy successful launch news. Car in space, not news.
Yes.
Done.
Scientific achievement, publicity stunt.
Done.
Fine line.
Done.
Second is the news that came out this week, the revolutionary study that McDonald's fries can cure baldness.
That can't be true.
Oh, but wait. This was from an academic journal. So it must be verified. It was from a Japanese research journal.
Okay, so not the American study of fries or anything like that.
No, not like the McDonald's Institute of Big Mac Learning.
Okay, right, cool.
So they found that an ingredient in McDonald's fries promotes hair growth. Now, shockingly, or perhaps unsurprisingly, this ingredient is neither potato nor oil.
Good.
There are a few more things that go into making the humble Macca's fry.
That can't be true too, surely.
An anti-foaming agent made of silicone that these researchers found that when given to rats, they get a bit hairier.
Now, look, surely there is some remarkable evidence that this can't be true based on one of the best-known McDonald's aficionados in the world, Donald Trump.
Ooh, well, I mean, I thought you were going to go with Ronald McDonald then, but he has a wonderful head of hair.
Yes, but Donald Trump does not and clearly eats a lot of fries.
That's true. He does a lot of other things that damage his health. So let's not be so quick to cast McDonald's fries into the bin here. I mean, it's a really, it's an initial study, so it's not conclusive in any way. It was just on rats. It wasn't on humans. But this has been jumped on as an opportunity from media outlets, no doubt, kind of encouraged by McDonald's PR.
Yeah.
It's kind of been touted as conclusive proof that, you know, if you are a bit sad about your hair loss, you should go to McDonald's and eat a ton of junk food and then you'll feel better about your life.
That is fantastic. And I'm assuming the message is McDonald's fries stop hair loss, not silicon-based anti-foaming agent prevents hair loss.
Of course, yes. Only shoveling massive amounts of fries into your mouth will make your hair grow.
Pardon me, with that delicious, delicious, delicious silicon-based anti-foaming agent.
Yeah, and finally for not news, I don't really know what to say about this. Jenna had a baby.
Sure.
Yeah, it happened. I'm so far behind on celebrity news. I do know who this person looks like because everyone in the Kardashian family / Jenner family looks the same, like ageless portraits. So one of the ageless portraits was pregnant and now is no longer pregnant because the baby has been born.
Yep. And then they named the baby something very, very topical.
I believe it's Stormy.
Yeah. Has she been paying no attention to the news at
with
all?
With an eye. What do you mean it's a searing indictment on climate change?
I was thinking of Stormy Daniels.
Oh. Different threads. That's
yeah.
why the name is so good because it's open to interpretation. You can take from it what you want.
Brilliant. It is the Rorschach ink blot of names. Okay. So, McDonald's fries, Jenner babies, cars in space. While we were gawping like awestruck children at all of that, what did we miss?
Yeah, this is an interesting one where I don't really know the ethical implications of it. So
I'm intrigued already.
This is a thing that's come up on Reddit, of course. It's called deepfake, and it is a subgenre of pornographic videos where they use deep learning AI to substitute celebrities' faces onto actors' faces. And we are talking women here, of course.
Of course, always women.
And it's come into the news this week that if that's not a shocking enough thing for you already, it's come into the news that places like Twitter and Pornhub have decided to ban these videos because they've called them non-consensual.
It's a really interesting situation.
It is a huge can of worms. And it is one of those situations where the law can't keep up with the changing technology because that is non-consensual. These celebrities aren't being asked if their image can be replicated in that way.
At all.
And also the actors in the videos, there's copyright issues.
They're being
there
wiped
as well.
Out of them as well. They're paid performers.
They're being erased. It's a huge can of worms.
The technology is absolutely incredible. That's part of the problem with it. Like, I mean, these look really quite remarkable.
They're very convincing, and it is, I put it in the same category as revenge porn. It is a genre of videos being used without people's permission in ways that they don't want them to be used. And I think it should be illegal, but legally there is no law yet that bans this because who would have thought that this could have happened?
Who would have thought people would want to do it?
It's the digital world.
It's amazing. Hopefully we might even see a Think Digital Futures episode about it.
Perhaps.
Shane Anderson, thank you very much.
Thank you, Nick.